tuned. Now at 8:24, it's time to welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis into the studio for our monthly update. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Lori.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Almost here. Are you ready?
About as ready as I'm going to be.
Last minute Lori here. I will be, but not yet. I've got time.
That's right.
All right. So we always enjoy hearing the stats for the previous month to see what's happening with the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department.
So for November, we had 3 small grass fires. We had 2 structure fires, and something that doesn't quite, or doesn't happen very frequently for us, both of those came in at the same time.
Yikes, where were they?
One was on 2nd Street in Montrose, and the other one was out on 104. And they were both, actually, they were both working fires. So we had to split crews, and our mutual aid from Daphne came in. And we also had Barnwell Fire Department cover in Fairhope while we were on these calls. Everybody did great. The one on 2nd Street was actually burning into the attic, and they made a terrific stop on that. The one on 104 was a chimney fire that was when we got there, it was just starting to get into a little storage closet. So both crews did an outstanding job on containing the damage, and we appreciate everybody, the mutual aid help. It doesn't happen very often for them to come in at the same time.
Wow.
It was a cold night, but it wasn't like there was a storm. It was just there was a cold night, mm-hmm. and people were burning their fireplaces.
I see now that you posted on Facebook about that
November
the 19th. Mm-hmm. So I encourage everyone, if you don't already, if you're on Facebook, like the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department.
So we had 2 structure fires, the 3 grass fires, 1 vehicle fire, 30 EMS or motor vehicle accidents, and then 64 false or miscellaneous runs. Those, like we've talked about in the past, those are everything from fire alarm activations to anytime the helicopter is requested by MedStar.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that doesn't fit in those other categories, and for a total of 100 runs for last month.
That's right. So we're about our average.
That's right at our average.
Okay.
So holding pretty good there.
I'm also seeing on your Facebook page that you had your annual awards banquet.
Yep, we did.
Just a couple of nights ago.
We started. So normally, in the past, we've just done it at our January meeting. But we felt like it would be a good idea to honor these firefighters and have our families there and give them a chance to honor them as well and enjoy the evening. And worked out really well. And our award winners this year, our top responders, in no particular order, were Thomas Elliott, Brad Huber, David Sterndorf, Zach Holloman, and Sean Bradley. And then we have our rookie of the year was Yuri Savari. The most improved firefighter was David Sterndorf. Our officer of the year was Dalton Combs. And then our firefighter of the year was Zach Holloman. And then something new that we've started this year is we've made a Chief's Award, which is it'll be given to a non-member of the department, an organization, someone that's helped the department in many different ways. And this year's award was given to the mayor, Sherry Sullivan.
Oh,
so
how nice.
And then Miss Krista Weinberg also received an appreciation award for developing an onboarding program that keeps our rookies and new firefighters informed of information that they need that they may not quite understand what's going on. So,
very good. Very nice. Well, congratulations and thank you to not only all of those honored, but all of those that are serving as well. You also posted on the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department page that your department is hosting the 2023 South Alabama Firefighter Hot Weekend. Tell us about that.
So this will be, I want to say, either the third or fourth year. I'm pretty sure it's the fourth year we're doing this. We're partnering with the Alabama Firefighters Training Foundation to host this class. It's on March 25th and 26th of next year. We're bringing in instructors from all over the country. We've got some guys from FDNY that are coming down. Todd Edwards from Atlanta, Steve Robertson from Columbus, Ohio. These are all gentlemen that are known and well-known instructors in the fire service industry.
Even from Bronx, New York.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
We've also got some local guys that are from Mobile Fire, in Decatur, things like places like that. And we're just working on different skills and things we may not actually work a lot on.
2 days of hands-on training like hose, stretches, water mapping, forcible entry, vertical vent for live fires, hoarding, and more. I wish this was something we could come watch.
We might actually be able to set it up for the media. I'll talk with the gentlemen that are running it. We'll see what we can put together, because we're expecting firefighters from not just Baldwin County, but we're expecting firefighters from all around the region.
Well, that sounds very impressive, because you often talk about how your continuous training is so important.
It is, and it never stops. We have to keep up our skills.
Oh, and on a lighter note, you have skill getting Santa's sleigh and the reindeer ready.
We did.
And looking great for the Christmas parade.
We were honored once again to bring Santa into town during the Christmas parade. And the night before, we always get the sleigh put together and ready to go.
If you've not seen the Fairhope Christmas Parade before, Santa arrives on top of a fire truck, and it's the very last thing in the parade, with the elves and Mrs. Claus and plywood cutouts, I guess, painted very nicely of all of the reindeer, including Rudolph with the shiny red nose and the beautiful sleigh. Carrying Santa. So did y'all actually build all that too?
That was built when that truck was new back in 99. I believe the high school actually did that in one of their art classes.
How about that?
And we've kept it up through the years and touched it up, but it's still the original setup that mm-hmm. we had back when the truck was brand new.
When y'all install it. Oh, so on the same truck gets the honor of...
Yes, ma'am.
Bringing in Santa. All right. Well, is there any... Oh, I did think I was getting ready to say, is there anything else you want me to ask? But I answered my own question. With all the talk about our planning jurisdiction, you know, and the SB 107 bill, and what we can and can't do outside of our city limits but within the jurisdiction, how do you feel about what will likely be a reduction, or will there be a reduction in your 3 miles?
It will not affect us at all.
It will not.
No, fire jurisdiction is staying the same.
Okay.
And fire jurisdiction, that just affects the planning area and the police jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. It does not affect fire jurisdiction.
So y'all will still do calls 3 miles out of the city limits?
We'll still cover exactly what we've been covering.
And then many cases you assist
That's
nearby
correct.
Apartment.
We cover departments. We've got mutual aid agreements with all our surrounding departments. So they come to help us, we go to help them. There is no fire department that can do everything. So mutual aid is definitely needed to get the job done.
And once again, I have to ask, especially with the crazy growth we're seeing inside and outside the city limits, Do you feel like the volunteer fire department is prepared to handle that growth? And is the volunteer status enough for a city like Fairhope?
Yes, ma'am. We've got 50 members currently. Always looking for more. So if anyone's interested, they can fill out an application online, or if they've got questions about it, you can give us a call at the 251-233-5181 number. That's our cell phone number, and it's the easiest way to actually get a hold of any of our...
233-5181.
Yep. And we'll be glad to answer any questions. But we are also in the planning stages of a Station 5. And as long as we can keep up our response and our training and things like that, at this time there is no need for a career department.
Okay. Now you do get quite a bit of support from the city and the sales.
We get great support from the city. We've had a great partnership for a very, very long time. They help us with a portion of a budget each year. We do get a portion of the ad valorem tax that all the fire departments in Baldwin County get. And then we have fundraisers and different things throughout the year to also fund our budget.
And the city buys some of the vehicles, too.
And that's a big portion of it. And it's, like I said, it's a great partnership that's worked for a very long time.
Very good. Do we have a date yet for the barbecue cook-off or anything?
We actually just started talking about that last month.
Good.
So not a date yet, but it is on everybody's mind and trying to figure out when we can actually do something like that.
We had the butt sale recently.
We did. That was great, and we appreciate everybody's support for that.
Good. Anything else, Chief?
Just everybody have a safe and happy New Year. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in 2023.
There you go. And for some safety tips for your home, go to the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department page. We talk about it a lot every year, you know, about the vents and the space heaters.
Yes, ma'am.
You just want a quick review for us?
Just with space heaters, make sure they're away from anything that's flammable.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that when you go to sleep, they're off. And then we've actually had a rash of chimney fires lately, so just make sure if you are burning in your fireplace that a chimney sweep actually comes and cleans it out.
Good idea. Okay. Thank you so much, Chief.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis joining us the third Thursday of each month.